and you're listening to South Carolina Public Radio. Good afternoon. It's about 4 minutes past the hour. I'm Vince Colplugo with these headlines. As of 2 p.m., Hurricane Florence was located 845 miles east-southeast of Cape Fear, North Carolina. The Category 4 storm had winds of 130 miles an hour and has sped up a bit, now moving west-northwest at 17 miles per hour. South Carolina Public Radio meteorologist Jeff Huffman says it's the geographic size of Florence that might become the bigger story than its strength at landfall.
After Florence's eye wall replacement cycle was completed this morning, the eye has become rather stable again, and it's grown in size to about 30 miles in diameter. Upper-level conditions indicate strengthening is likely to happen again over the next 24 hours, and the storm is also expected to grow in geographic size. The potential wind and surge impact will probably spread more than 100 miles from its center at landfall on Friday. Also, new forecast information midday today continues to suggest that Florence will slow to a crawl, maybe even stall, across portions of central or North Carolina. That could lead to catastrophic inland freshwater flooding and river flooding for several days after the storm comes ashore. From the South Carolina Emergency Information Network, I'm Jeff Huffman.
Meanwhile, all lanes of Interstate 26 from Charleston to Columbia have been reversed in anticipation of the mass coastal exodus. The latest traffic cam footage shows vehicles in both the east and westbound lanes moving at a steady pace until about the Columbia area, where things start to back up. In Horry County, lanes have been reversed along Highway 501 at two points, SC 544 to US 378 and US 501 between SC 22 and SC 576. Traffic started out heavy earlier today, but has since smoothed out. The governor scaled back his mandatory evacuation order, telling people in the southernmost parts of the state they don't have to leave. That's Jasper, Colleton, and Beaufort counties, but some officials worry many won't evacuate anyway. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen has more from Charleston.
Charleston County's Consolidated Dispatch met with other local leaders and the Coast Guard to issue a warning. If you choose to remain along the coast, you do so at your own risk. Adding, there may be times they cannot respond to your 911 call because of the weather. Here's Consolidated Dispatch Director Jim Lake.
If that occurs when you call 911, we will tell you that they are not able to respond, and then we will call you back to see if you still need their services, and they are again able to respond during the storm.
The Coast Guard warns, too, its search and rescue response will be degraded as it's forced to move operations inland because of the weather. They have reached out to Coast Guard members in other areas for help in the aftermath of the hurricane. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio on southcarolinapublicradio.org.